Welcome back, everybody. I'm Yom Chapter Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis 137b. We're in the very bottom by the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Eilin Tzitzin HaMa'akvin Samila. The following are the Tzitzin HaMa'akvin, the things that are needed to be done in order to make sure the Mila is considered good. Basra Chofes Rova Atara. You need to make sure that you cut the flesh that covers the large part of the membrane. Ve'eno Ochel B'Truma. And someone who left this part open, meaning that this part was not taken care of, so they're not allowed to eat truma, because an arel is not allowed to eat truma. Vimhaya bal basar, but if the child was a little bit of a bigger child, meaning it gives off the appearance of being uncircumcised, even after the foreskin was removed, misaknu mepnei maras ha'ayin. We say you should try to fix it because of maras ha'ayin. We don't want it looking not good. Mal velo para es hamilo ki uvo malef. He did do a mila, but he did not uncover the area of the Mila. It's as if he did not do the Mila at all. Now comes the Gemara and analyzes the halachos in this Mishnah. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rabbi Avina, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba Marav, Basra Chofes Rov Gova Shel Atara. So this first thing we said in the Mishnah, that if the flesh covers the large part of this area, so what this is referring to is even the flesh of the foreskin that covers the large part of only the height of that area, that's also going to make it no good. And we said if the baby was a bigger baby, then we should make sure to fix it because of maras. So if you have a baby who's thickly coated with flesh, meaning it's a very big baby, so we should examine him as follows. If when the aver is erect, it gives off the impression that it is circumcised, then you don't have to do the meal again. But if not, then you would have to do it again. It was taught in the right, that if you have a baby who's very big, so we check, so the same idea, that if we see that the aver is erect and it does not appear like there was a meal then, then you need to go ahead and circumcise again. And you would not need to do the bris meal again. What's the difference between these two statements of Shmuel and the right? So this seems to be the exact same thing. The difference would be when it's somewhat able to appear as if there was a mila done, what would be the halacha in that case? Fine. Now the Gemara goes on and says, Malvalo para. The Mishnah had told us that if someone did a mila but did not uncover the area, then it's not going to be good. But now the Gemara is going to go into the different brachos that are made at the time of the meal. So, the Moel says, Asher Kishram and Savit Sivanu al Hamila, that bracha al Hamila, Aviha ben Omer, and the father of the child says, Asher Kishram and Savit Sivanu lachniso vivriso shel Avram avinu. Good. Then ha'omdim omrim, so the people who are standing there at this bris, they say, k'shem shenichnas la'bris, k'en yikanis l'toru l'chop l'maisim tovim, this is what we do today. And then the person who makes the bracha says, asher kidashi din mi beten, you make the bracha, bracha t'ashem alokinu melech olam, who has sanctified this baby from the womb, chok b'sher osam, you place the mark of the decree in his flesh, v'tzetzav chasam ba'os bris kodesh, and you sealed the child with this bris, al kain b'schar zos, for this reward, you should Hashem should give our portion. And you should give the command to rescue the beloved of our flesh from destruction. For the sake of this bris that we just entered into, this is the bracha that is made now. Hamalas agir momer. So someone who does a mila for gerim says bracha tashem alkinu melcholam asher gedushem mitzvot tivanu al hamila v'amivarich omer. And the one who's meant to say the bracha, which is the Beis Din that oversaw this entire conversion, so they say asher gedushem mitzvot tivanu lamul es hagerim, that they fulfilled this command to go ahead and do mila for gerim. Hatif mehem dambris, and to draw blood from them to do atav dambris. She omale dambris lo niskay mushamayim v'aretz. Because without the blood of the bris mila, the heaven and the earth would not endure. Shenemar im lo brisi yomam v'leil lechuko shemayim v'aretz lo samti. Baruch atah Hashem, ko reis habris. And this is the entire bracha that the mevarech would say, that the Beis Din would say. Good. Now says the Gemara, Hamal es ha'avadim omer, someone who gives a mila to slaves, says, Asher kishram mitzvot tivanu al hamila, v'ha'mevarech omer, and then the designated one says, meaning this is the master of the slave, says, Asher kishram mitzvot tivanu lamo es ha'avadim, v'hatif mehem dam bris, she'ol mali dam bris, chukos shamayim v'aretz, lo niskaimu shenemar, imu risi yomam v'leil, chukos shamayim v'aretz, lo samti, baruch atah Hashem, koreis ha'bris, the same concept, that we need the Dambris in order for the world to continue functioning. And Baruch Ata Hashem, Koreis HaBris, blessed are you Hashem who establishes this bris. Hadron Allah, Rabbi Elazar de Mila. This is the end of the 19th parak of Masechah Shabbos. Tomorrow, Amir Tashem, we will start the 20th parak of Masechah Shabbos. Everyone should have a wonderful day. This is Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis.